Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Maynisch. Calm reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calm. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Warner applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mainisch. Com reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch, who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo strikes out. There goes Fothergill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Warner reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. McCurdy moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 0 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Barrett steals third. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Ward steals second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Kom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Woodall moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Woodall moves to third. Tavener moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Roger Peckinpah pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 3 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manish. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Manish steals second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rayshock pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Rayshock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Bob Way pinch hits for Alex Metzler. Bob Way is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 4 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rayshock now catching. Randy Moore now playing right field. Bill Barrett now playing center field. Bert Cole now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett throws the ball into Hunfield, who tags Woodall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Whitehill reaches third base with a triple. Harry Heilman pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Charlie Gehringer pinch runs for Earl Whitehill. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is walked intentionally. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Heilman moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blue is walked intentionally. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.